It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The lawyer for Sean Diddy Combs expected to appeal a judge's ruling to hold the rap mogul without bail after he was charged with racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking in allegations that date back to 2008. A hearing is scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon. Yesterday,
the magistrate wasn't moved, even as Sean Diddy's lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, tried to explain the video violence as proof of a loving but toxic relationship.
This was a 10-year relationship. There's no coercion. There's no crime.
In announcing the indictment, U.S. Attorney Damian Williams painted a very different picture.
As alleged, Combs used force, threats of force, and coercion to cause victims to engage in extended sexual performances with male commercial sex workers.
The indictment says these sex sessions that Combs is said to have called freak-offs went on for years. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Today is the day Harvey Weinstein is to be arraigned on more sex offenses. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Last week, the Manhattan DA's office announced that Harvey Weinstein would be retried on the original third-degree rape charge, but a new indictment was setting forth additional charges, possibly with additional victims. At the time, we didn't know what those new charges might be. That would occur at the arraignment, which was postponed when Weinstein was due to have surgery. We have to assume that he will be in court today.
The cases reportedly date back to the mid-2000s at two different hotels in Tribeca, as well as in a residential building in Manhattan in 2016. What is going on in Jackson Heights, Queens? Residents say a stretch of Roosevelt Avenue is out of control. Let's get that story from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, in fact, I witnessed it here. I spent several hours here on Roosevelt Avenue, 90th Street at the Triangle yesterday with Hiram Montserrat. He's with this coalition, Let's Improve Roosevelt Avenue. And as we were standing here a couple of hours, we actually witnessed ongoing prostitution right in front of us as kids were walking to school.
The brothels are so widespread. There's more brothels than bodegas. I never would have thought it was possible, but that's what we have here. And we have to change that. And we're really making an urgent call. The community is going to have the opportunity on the 29th to let their voices be
heard. He talks about the 29th. It's a rally to rescue Roosevelt that'll be happening on Sunday, the 29th. Now, as I was standing here for several hours again, Justin walked by. He works down the block at Catholic Charities.
Prostitution, I'm pretty sure I've seen a couple of people around here that would be good to go, but the vendors around here, the vendors are what makes this neighborhood, actually.
But apparently the vendors, Susan, are also the problem. Montserrat and I actually witnessed this also, that people stealing from local drugstores and then setting up the stolen goods ads vendors, again, selling the stolen property within about an hour after they grabbed it. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Jackson Heights.
Yeah, talk about brazen. Speaking of quality of life issues, Mayor Adams to host the first ever National Urban Rat Summit. This is today and tomorrow with researchers and municipal experts from cities in both the U.S. and Canada in town to talk about the challenges in getting rid of the rats, particularly in parks, sewers, construction sites, public housing, yards and alleys, as well as the best way to contain trash. The summit comes as a new survey ranks NYC as number one in the land when it comes to having a rat problem. That's the word from Terminix, which placed San Francisco second, followed by L.A., Philly, and D.C. So nothing like a couple of people stealing and then crashing a subway train. Yeah, that happened at around midnight last Thursday in Briarwood. No one was on the train at the time. No injuries reported. Cops are out with surveillance images of the suspects. We'll have those up at 1010winds.com. Donald Trump to hold a rally tonight at the Nassau Coliseum with more assurances from local officials that the former president and everyone else there will be safe. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder.
It's the Nassau County Police Department. Every inch of that property in that perimeter, and the perimeter is as large as we need to make it, we will make sure that it is safe and it will be swept.
More than 100 Suffolk County cops are expected to join others in a pre-rally and tailgate party in support of Donald Trump. That'll be in the parking lot of Nassau Community College. On the heels of the second assassination attempt against the former president, a check-in from his opponent.
Vice President Harris speaking with Trump in a call described as cordial and brief.
I checked on to see if he was okay.
Yeah.
And I told him what I have said publicly. There's no place for political violence in our country.
Trump praising the Secret Service agent who spotted the barrel of an assault-style rifle sticking out from the fence at his golf course on Sunday, opening fire on the suspect, who officials say had been hiding by the golf club for 12 hours.
That's correspondent Pierre Thomas. A Huntington man goes before a judge today in a gruesome story we told you about last week.
Ronald Schroeder was known as Ronnie here by neighbors at this apartment complex in Huntington. The 41-year-old will face a judge accused of concealing Sakia Jones's body in a suitcase and discarding it outside the complex. This woman knew Jones since she was a teenager.
This is my daughter's best friend. She's a good girl, you know. Young, same age as my daughter.
Prosecutors say Jones was found dead in the suitcase with her wrists and ankles bound. A cause of death has not been announced, and Schroeder has not been charged with causing her death. Schroeder's neighbor says he would see Jones in the hallway.
Yeah, she was a cool lady, you know, really didn't bother anybody.
Authorities say Schroeder gave a detailed confession. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
Like scary movies? How about scary art? Well, then this is for you. There's going to be a new immersive art exhibit in the big city at Mercer Labs in Lower Manhattan. Dark Matter will run on select evenings from October 4th through the 30th. It features visuals, audio, robots, and interactive stuff that explores the depths and darkness of the human psyche. Aye. Apparently, the creator drew on his own nightmares for inspiration. Tickets are $52, with the exhibit considered PG-13, so no young kids, okay? You can learn more at mercerlabs.com. So we know about the big vote taking place in less than 2 months, right? But it's Wednesday, and so that means we are voting once again in a local race.
You think you're top dog.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Another semifinal round in the race for honorary dog mayor of New York City. This week, it's Pepper the Mini Chocolate Dachshund versus Mr. Toby the Silky Terrier. You can vote through Instagram stories, Facebook, and X polls. That's Dog Mayor NYC. A Vancouver man going viral for his adorable rescues of abandoned seal pups.
In and around the many islands surrounding Vancouver, Jason volunteers with organizations like the Island Wildlife Natural Care Center. At any moment, they could just give him a call to fly out and retrieve a pup who has been found injured or abandoned by its mother.
My passion's shifted into this, so it's definitely it's a mission of the heart.
The busy season typically lasts from July to September as the care center works to rehabilitate and then eventually release the seals back into the wild.
That's correspondent Danny New. Check out the Island Wildlife Nature Care Center at sealrescue.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.